Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie McGee. Batting second. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Matt Stairs. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Hazelman. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Alicia. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Eric Hansen. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fifth. The DH, John Kruk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Norberto Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Lavalier. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Alex Fernandez. And now, play ball. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGee for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Valentin strikes out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ventura hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Raines moves to third. John Kruk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Kruk hits a line drive into left field. Stairs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Canseco hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2-2. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Leary for the out. Two outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nehring strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martinez moves to second. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lavalier strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Guillen hits a line drive into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martinez moves to third. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Stairs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Stairs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hazelman batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hazelman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Alicia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive towards third. Nehring reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ventura strikes out. Two outs. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kruk is 0 for 1 in the game. Kruk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raines moves to second. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a line drive towards first. Thomas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valentin scores. Canseco moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Leary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lavalier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lavalier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 0-for-1 in the game. Nehring takes first base on ball 4. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stairs is 0-for-1 in the game. Stairs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hazelman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hazelman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. 1 out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first, with Hansen covering, for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alicia is 0-for-1 in the game. Alicia strikes out. 1 out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. McGee hits a line drive into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kruk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kruk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia misplays the ball. That's an error on Alicia. Kruk moves to second. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Martin is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kruk moves to third. Martinez moves to second. 1 out. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Lavalier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lavalier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Kirk McCaskill now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Canseco hits a line drive into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Leary hits a line drive into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nehring hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nehring moves to second. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stairs is 0-for-2 in the game. Stairs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Real Cormier now pitching. Troy O'Leary now playing left field. Mark Whiten now playing right field. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cormier fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hazelman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hazelman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alicia is 0-for-2 in the game. Alicia bunts towards the mound. McCaskill fields it and throws to first for the out. Hazelman moves to second. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McGee is 0-for-3 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hazelman moves to third. 2 outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kruk is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kruk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Durham pinch runs for John Kruk. Lyle Mouton pinch hits for Dave Martinez. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Mouton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Durham moves to second. Mike Maddux now pitching. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Martin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Mouton moves to second. 2 outs. Mike Lavalliere is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lavalliere is 0-3 in the game. Lavalliere hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Fortuno now pitching. Lyle Mouton now playing right field. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Canseco is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Lee Tinsley pinch hits for Troy O'Leary. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tinsley takes first base on ball 4. Matt Karchner now pitching. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Nehring is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Tinsley now playing center field. Willie McGee now playing left field. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Guillen is 0-3 in the game. Guillen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nehring settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Johnson is 0-4 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Raines is 0-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-0. There goes Raines. The throw from Hazelman and he is safe. Raines steals second. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thomas is 1-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ventura is 1-4 in the game, with a double. Ventura hits a line drive into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.